come, orders, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it through to the fifth ever Best Of for World Poetry Open Mic. My name's J. Todd Underhill. I'm your humble host. Michael and JT are on vacation right now, so I'm piecing this together. Now, as per usual, we have a call-in segment where we play music and we get the callers queued up ready to go. We're going to do that again. This music is done by another poet that I've been a long-term friend with, Miss Cheryl Clausen. This is entitled 9 Days.
It's been 3 days since you last came by. Not a word, and I don't know why. 3 days since I heard your voice, and I'm thinking it's time I make a better choice. 3 days since a ball bar dance, and you had me believing that you were my man. 3 days since you took me home, and since then I've been waiting alone. Oh, it's been 5 days since you took my hand. Did you lose my number? I don't understand. 5 days since you fell in love, and you told me you thought I was from heaven above. 5 days dragging by like 10. I'm beginning to wonder if I'll see you again. 5 days since you kissed my lips, ran your big strong hands down past my hips. Oh,
Cheryl Clausen, reaching out to us all the way from across the border in Canada. And God, I love her voice. Amazing. All right. So let's get things kicked off. Our usual lead off, Miss Ellie Lejeune from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, well, I've got a poem that, in fact, Dennis and I challenged each other, and he read his challenge that I gave him last Friday night, and I'm going to read his challenge to me. The challenge was to write a French quatern about clouds.
All right.
And it is called Heavenly Promise. Adrift, a dream, clouds sail on by, a sky so full of angel wings, to fill this heart with faith anew, that God's love is faithful, air true. Summer zephyrs stir the petals, adrift, a dream, clouds sail on by. The scent of roses fills the air, a day for dreaming cares away. Thunder heard a dark twilight eve, troubled times, heed their wisdom, adrift, a dream, clouds sail on by, so do sad days shall pass in time. So dare to dream away the hours of love's sweet gifts within the heart. God takes our cares, it's in the skies, adrift, a dream, clouds sail on by.
Nice.
Here, I can't. Ellie, that was great. That was amazing work. Thank you.
Rock the mic. Rock the mic. When you rock, nothing can stop you. When you suck, nothing can save you. Rock the mic. Rock the mic. Hot. Hot, hot like this. I won't mess around. I won't waste your time. When you rock. When you rock. My name is Lenny C., and I'm here to rock the mic. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
We have Jason Keys on the line.
Oh,
we get him on
heck
line,
yes. Man. Jason called us last week.
Yeah, and
another member of the family.
Too. Jason, you there?
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, we got you on the air, man.
Yeah, I got... I'm ready.
All right, go for it.
Ready? All right. You on me? Trying to get it right. All right, in just a moment. Express. You arm me with strength for battle. Yeah, part of the inside is a little rattled. Snakes you are never getting ahead. I'm going to catch you. No one's falling victim. Menus to serve man. No, is a dead issue. I'm tied up with this phone owning me. I don't think so. Soul is precious, sons. I'm not about to fall into my own hell. Yells is loud. I'm reading Psalms. Some words trying it. Taking me up, up and away, imaginations, emotions, follow, ways is narrow. Times I have no idea who is Carol, it's just a word I'm rhyming. Staying alive as BG on the scene, on stage. Yes, we are the world, the children, little God, scriptures, real contagious. Rearranges minds, out of sight, out of mind. Reality is a mess. Her emotions up, up and away, she's denigrating. But then there. She's gone with the wind. Oh, my goodness. You're wearing 24-7. Never-ending story. Hallelujah. Who you debating? Your nation's divided. Dying of slow death. She's worse than cancer. My soul's finding out of pocket. You're concerned more about your rocket. Same time, you forgot about me inside your cranium. Man, no, I'm your right hemi. Semi-automatic, ecstatic. Magic potion. Attractive, yes. Soul's famous feminine action. Saturating life, you're out of control, and losing Miss Solar Versus for real is just a moment express. Hello?
Oh, no. Are we here? We weren't sure if you were done or not.
Sometimes they throw a dramatic pause, it fools us. Sometimes they end the poem and it fools us. Either way, that was great.
Yeah,
great
that was
reading,
great,
brother.
Man.
Well done.
Good work.
What I should have said was, either way, we're just fools. Anyway, I hope that Mike and JT are enjoying their time off, and, you know, I like poetry, so I'm around it 24/7. This next one is going to be by another new voice that found our show. Now, I like the way our family is growing, and I encourage anybody that's listening to this that hasn't called our show to call us next week. Share your poetry. That way you can be a part of the next best stuff. But this is Cynthia from Vancouver.
Welcome aboard, eh?
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Is this Cynthia?
This is Cynthia.
Hello, you're on the air.
Okay, I have a poem for you called The Summer We Never Had.
Okay.
In the summer we never had, there is time for endless evenings of coffee and poetry amid the spark of fireflies in the city heat. As voices from late night gatherings on porches drift in open windows, I no longer pretend you're in my room just to study. We are no longer pending on outside approval, only the potential we elevate each other to. In the summer we never had, I don't have to be anything more than I am, and it doesn't matter that my hair finds its way into dreadlocks. There is red wine and daisies that last the night. My single bed is luxurious enough, and I never have to get over you. I taste forever how it would have been and never let you go. That was published in Toasted Cheese Literary Journal, which you can find online.
Toasted Cheese, awesome.
My favorite journal.
What a cool name for a journal, Toasted Cheese.
That's worth looking up just to see, and there's usually a picture of a Toasted Cheese sandwich there.
Well, I got to say, I've got that on my list of things to do once I get home tonight.
Well, you know, Cynthia, that's really good to know that there's something else, because a lot of times I'm just searching on Google for pictures of Toasted Cheese, and I feel like there's no real payoff after I see the picture.
Hard for the diet.
But yes. It's hard for the diet. Well, you know, it's exactly. But I figure if I can Google pictures, I don't have to eat it as often.
All right, one more time, Mr. Monkey. Can we go from the top straight?
This is One Bad Monkey, y'all, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic. Ow!
Or we could just, you know, we could just do that.
Awesome.
That's okay. Not true.
Well,
I'm not going to do that.
Please don't. Thank you.
No, actually, what we're going to do is we're going to travel across the country, across the Atlantic Ocean.
What?
To the United Kingdom.
Beautiful.
And we're going to go to Tony, a.k.a. Titus.
Yes.
Are we going to get him on the line here?
Hey, Titus, how you doing, brother?
Yes, that's me. Hey.
Thank you.
Hello. How are you?
We're doing very well, and thank you so much for calling. It's great to hear your voice. This is so great to hear these poets we haven't heard from in a little while on the air.
I know.
Yes, I've been recovering from injury, and I go to the gym each morning, so I really tried to get through on the first half of your program, which I did, so I got through. Brilliant.
So glad you did. Thank you.
And I hear you're bringing down your 5K time. Did you
Sorry? Eclipse?
Did you bring down your 5K time to your goal that you were looking for?
What's that? yesterday I failed again, so of course I'm trying my best. I've got one leg which is bad through sciatica.
Yeah.
But I'm getting there, hopefully.
I saw the time coming down. You were posting them online. I'm like, right on. He's just bringing it down.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm hopeful of that.
Awesome.
Anyway, gentlemen, for your audience, I've got a poem here. I hope it's not too heavy to put you in the picture. It's about a gentleman. He's a tourist. He's in the San Pietro in Montorio. It's a little building called the San Pietro.
Right.
And while he's there, a young girl visits. She's a ghost. Her name is Beatrice Sensei, who sadly was executed at the age of 22. It started off reporting her father for incest. And sadly, hopefully it will ring true of today's abusers today that then it was very difficult to actually report such a thing. And that this tourist actually saw her visit. And this poem actually gives little hints of what the Tempietto was like. It's called Sancta Sedes, which is Latin for Holy See.
All right.
Her severed head she carries from the St. Angelo Bridge. Surrounded features bring the hernia, so small in comparison, drawn to the Tempietto. She associated with this reminder overheard from my conversation with Paul from the ceiling. Conveyance from scripture giving good reason why she rose, entering the arches from above as the confessor to the popes. And should some transparency come from the dark, as popes they shall arrive. Therefore each column's reach shall bridge a welcome for her soul, as this martyr who did solitary rise, foundations rise to accommodate a time frame comparison, an elevation of successive thrones dismantle from the ceiling. Transfiguration, the high geniculum, She has this as a reminder. Lashes which hold down the dome leave from each reminder an allegoric sibyl, descending prominence upon all the popes supply the first chapel. A flagellation shown from that ceiling attributes the term to justify. It would sincerely want to bridge forgiveness, the pain incurred again to share no comparison, mistreated by a father to that point of incest a demon rose. The gifts that the heavens have distributed, the virtues arose without light amid darkness. Hope, sensing a slight reminder, will concede that an exterior courtyard shares no comparison with this evil looming. She brings this attention to the popes, that my being there as witness, she has strange feelings to bridge between living and spiritual being. I'm talking to the ceiling. Innocenzo Chiocchi del Monte says, grave concern a ceiling. It appears a fifth chapel holds a funerary theme. A scent rose. My suspicion, her needless desires beckon vassals to bridge the quandary between a lover and a father to hold this reminder to him. Pope Clement the VII show St. Angela bridge popes. Leniency as a common faith with its people, no comparison. Unlike its people, disown try to purport with a comparison whom he determined to save the elect. You falsifying the ceiling at the Tempietto, as remarkably single-minded like its popes, the mocking of her agony has now determined she who rose. Oh, Jesus Christ, how small-minded are you with the reminder with the thorns, crown defender of the faith, a worthy bridge. How from here to the ceiling can a prayer vouch that it arose from faith? Should a bridge between another light reminder that wishful thinking all popes find for keeps this comparison? That's it.
Very well done, brother.
Heavy, I know. It's a bit still heavy, good, I know, but
no, it was wonderful.
Low on poetry at the moment.
Real heavy, well written too.
And from Titus, we're going to go to the longest supporter of our show, Mr. Dennis White. Thank you for your support, brother.
All the way from the glorious Mitten State.
Please welcome Dennis.
Dennis, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. Hello, Royal Poetry Open Mic.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well, and it's been a great show already, even without any of my contributions.
Oh,
Ellie and Chris and Rock and Roll Cowboy and Titus, oh, give me a break. You guys are rocking it tonight.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, man. A great lineup here, and you're right in the middle of a great lineup. We're so happy. It wouldn't be complete without you in this lineup.
It wouldn't.
Well, I appreciate those kind words. I am in mind of Maya Angelou being the poet of the month this month.
I know. She rocks, doesn't she?
Absolutely. And I'd like to share a poem by her.
All right.
I have the greatest respect for her as a poet and a person. And it was a great loss when she left us.
Yeah.
But I'd like to share this poem of hers. The title is Alone. Lying, thinking last night, how to find my soul a home, where water is not thirsty, and bread loaf is not stone. I came up with one thing, and I don't believe I'm wrong, that nobody, but nobody, can make it out here alone. Alone, all alone. Nobody but nobody can make it out here alone. There are some millionaires with money they can't use. Their wives run around like banshees. Their children sing the blues. They've got expensive doctors to cure their hearts of stone. But nobody, no, nobody can make it out here alone. All alone, nobody, but nobody can make it out here alone. Now, if you listen closely, I'll tell you what I know. Storm clouds are gathering. The wind is going to blow. The race of man is suffering, and I can hear the moan, because nobody, but nobody can make it out here alone. Alone. All alone. Nobody, but nobody can make it out here alone.
Dennis, representing for the Poet of the Month.
Strong read, man.
Yes.
As we began our show, I forgot to tell you about our sponsor, NatureBox.com. You're going to want to check them out there on the left-hand side of your screen as you click through to listen to this. NatureBox.com, they have gluten-free, vegan, soy-free, milk-free, non-GMO snacks. I'm looking at one right now you're going to want to try. They say that sticks and stones can break your bones. Not this mix. If you try with their mix, sticks and stones, you'll get sesame seed sticks, almonds, cashews, everything that's healthy for you. Be sure to check them out, naturebox.com.
Her name is Harley. She was called in for the first time last week, but now she's back with us. Are you there?
Yep.
Hey, Harley, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. How goes the other career, the professional wrestling?
Actually, it's really good. It was painful this weekend, but all in all, it's really good.
Awesome. Good. Bumping huge yet?
Huh?
Are you doing huge bumps yet?
Yeah.
Awesome. I can't wait to see you in action. Once you debut, I want to be there. I want to announce you for the first time.
Well, then I'll specifically ask for you that after
J-Talk. Just keep me apprised. I will be there with bells on. Okay, maybe not the bells because they would go over the microphone.
No, you're wearing bells now.
Those
you're
bells are bells. Really heavy.
Yes.
Sorry.
All right.
You're going to wear a bell around your neck.
I need more cowbell is what you're saying.
You need more cowbell. Thank Harley, you. What do you have for us? This is getting really weird.
It is.
Actually, this is a poem that I wrote in school one day when... It was actually after Easter. My mom had got arrested on Easter, and I basically just... I write poems to keep myself calm and not from, like, freaking out.
Yeah.
So I wrote this one, and it's titled Life.
Okay.
It says, life can take a hold of everything around you, but when you think you can't do anything, you automatically give up. Sometimes you have to deal with what's going on around you, and you have to push through it. You might find it difficult at first, but that's because you overthink everything and make it worse. The pain at first is just a temporary feeling, and you have to say, you know what? Whatever life throws at me, I can do it. Never give up on anything, no matter how much it may feel like that is the right thing to do at that exact moment. It is and never will be the right thing to do. You have to be strong no matter what the situation is, whether it be losing a family member or having someone get arrested. I have had my fair share of both of those things, and all I wanted to do was give up, but I didn't. I kept my head up and tried to stay positive. Some people say they know what it's like and that they've been in my position before, but then again, they never know what to say about it. I'm not the type of person who will tell you what's wrong at first. I usually hide my tears behind a fake smile. It's hard to be in the positions I have been in my entire life, and sometimes I hide everything until I am alone. I guess you could say that I'm the type of person who pushes people away, and yes, I am that person, but that's because I don't have that many people in my life that are worth keeping around to trust. When I'm in these positions, I shut down and become a totally different person. Because when I am alone, I do think, and I try to keep my head up. But going through so many issues like this, my body feels like giving up. But my heart and brain tell me everything is going to be okay. I lose all faith and hope in these issues because I know there is and never will be anything I can do. Because I am only a kid right now. And I let issues like this get the best of me when I know I shouldn't. I guess my only other option is to be strong. And know that everything will be fine in the end, and that the pain that I feel and the doubts that I have are just phases and situations like the ones I've been through in my life. And in the end, I'll be a stronger person. I'll be able to look back at the times when I had doubts, negative thoughts, and fake smiles and say those moments, days, nights, hours, minutes, tears, and harm to myself are just phases that made me the strong person I am today. It's because I never continued giving up, and I knew it would be just fine. So keep your head up and pick it up if it falls, because everyone around you wants to see how brave you are to stare reality in the face and stare reality in the eyes and say, I will be okay if I keep my head up.
Right on! Harley, you rock.
Harley does rock. All our new callers rock. We love each and every one of our callers. And we had another one that's called Infrequently. This one dumbfounded me. I had to play it for our best of. This is Mike from Washington.
Mike, are you there?
Yes, hi, guys.
Hey,
hi.
Welcome aboard, Michael. Mike, Michael.
How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks for having me on. I have a poem that I'd like to share with you guys. It's called To Ginsberg and His Tribe in Heaven, and it's a reference to Allen Ginsberg.
Nice.
And it was kind of inspired by, he's become kind of like a folk icon or hero, and we tend to see their images like Dean or Monroe all over the place, and I always kind of wondered what these folks would think of their images and their work kind of commercialized. So this poem is kind of like a rhetorical, hypothetical questioning to Mr. Ginsberg if he could answer back.
Okay.
Or whoever he is. So I'd like to share that with you guys.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. How is it, Alan? The deep, mysterious after/thereafter. Have all injustices been rectified? Has the energy of your lives been validated? Validated in the faces of those treading in the steps of your sandaled feet? Remember your hope for America? Was a sanguine tribute from Kent State wisely invested? Have enough students been counted upon to carry pink banners, chant the Bhagavad Gita, burn incense, burn brain cells, burn campuses, burn bras, burn bridges, literally and figuratively in halos, togas, nude or dressed in hipster uniforms? Remember when tight pants were only for the women? Remember the road, Kerouac Falter, the black ribbon of freedom, where gas, grass, or cash transported and transformed, where one state's cops were cool, while the other state's cops fascistically beat you bloody for having hair that reached your collar, where freedom's promise still whispered in couplets of hope, soliloquies of majestic potential, all glassy-eyed and psychotropic rainbows, while clutching the breast of the teenage hitchhiker on her way to the hate to be with it? Do angels drive? Stolen cars lifted by Rocky Mountain men? You must pity us now. No one can escape anymore simply by driving. Remember rebellion, the most aspired to platitude, the haven of the castaway, the overran, the ones who railed against Eisenhower's placid view? Did you shudder up there when it died? Banished to T-shirts mass-produced and sold in shopping malls? Our Moloch has evolved. Moloch is Al-Qaeda. Moloch is Rush Limbaugh. Moloch is the soccer mom in vans no longer used to procreate but to locomotivate. Moloch is the price of gas. Moloch is Hugo Chavez and Osama bin Laden working together to destroy America. Moloch is pre-approved credit and adjustable rate mortgages. Moloch is MSG and glutens in the food. Moloch is less than 10,000 channels on satellite TV. Moloch is no friends on social, asocial networks. Moloch is the death of the Jerry Lewis telethon. Moloch is a medicinal marijuana seller 2 hours away. Moloch is a dead cell phone battery. You know what those are now, up there in heaven. Remember poetry? The word song lingo of the outside set where no deeper revolutionary congregation of followers, with men giving inaugural readings on the White House lawn, were you there? Banging on a tambourine in time, celebrating mighty comings out, singing Krishna mightily hand-in-hand with Trojan fealty, looking down to see Hoover spinning in hell in frustrated jealousy. We still practice weaving dreams into language, but the days of the guerrilla poet died with Hunter. He must be down below, with the working man. I do not mean to be disrespectful. You and yours paved the way. We lost without civil missions. The Peace Corps outsources its labor, and voting is an app. You know what that is, too, up there in heaven. Remember drugs, those transitory substances reserved for the enlightened who hit bongs and bongos and sucked cubed sugar or slugged down spiked Kool-Aid, who pirated CIA formulas to gain the upper hand, who treasured dope as a sacrament without tripping or falling, who cultivated bud, who left themselves screaming in a field at Woodstock, who pushed to kids unconscionably behind evil grins? Well, for the most part, they're legal now. Have we struck you dumb? Our wars are not your wars. Our axes are ground. Our schools are integrated. Our women are politicians. Our riots are contained. Our music is produced on 1 million TV sets. We're good. Thanks for the memories, Alan. See your face on a mouse pad soon.
Holy cow! I got to ask, did you practice your delivery on it? Because you sounded like Kerouac delivering that.
I listen to him every morning.
Love Kerouac. Your delivery is astounding.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to the broadcast to bring out the best in you. Radio for artists by artists. ArtRadioCollective.com.
Wake up and mourn on piss excellence.
The rock and roll cowboy.
Oh, yeah.
Dale.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going? How is it?
Doing great. How are you, man?
Oh, doing pretty good. Just hanging out here trying to stay cool.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine. Well, I mean, it shouldn't be hard for you to stay cool. You're the coolest guy in the state.
You are the rock and roll cowboy.
that's why I'm melting. Okay. Now I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty warm here, so.
I can imagine. Yeah. I think we all have a... You know, in the different parts of the country, different parts of the world we're in, I'm sure we're, you know, a lot of us are experiencing a lot of heat right now. And
unless you know, you're in New Zealand and it's winter.
Imagine, most definitely.
So.
Yes.
Anyways, so I got a poem here, obviously. This one I wrote this morning is called Over the Edge.
Great.
Awesome.
Okay. My desire to raise my arms in protest of the close restriction on how far I can go grows stronger every time I look at the view below and see the dangerous beauty that awaits my suicidal dream to come true. The power of those dark waves crashing against the rocks raises my senses to uncharted heights, giving my emotions a good reason to feel so low. A leap of faith, the devil whispers in my ear, while the angel on the other side of my soul looks at me with her best poker face and breathes a sigh. The final step into a watery abyss could finally be the funeral that I have always dreamed of since I first breathed following my rebirth. But I will never know until I hold my last breath and take the fall with grace. So I close my eyes and put my best foot forward.
Low on the uptake there, JT.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Dale. Great work, man. That was another solid piece.
Thank you.
Dang, brother.
I appreciate that.
That's great, yeah. Man. Cool. And I know everybody enjoys hearing your work so much every week. We're really glad you become a fixture on the show, man. It means a lot.
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys having me. It's fun to do, you know, and get the poetry out there, you know. And
that's what I like about our show. It does get poetry out there. All over the 6 of the 7 continents, still working on the Antarctica thing. And this caller was from a completely different continent than us. This is from Europe. This is Lily.
Now, speaking of another evolution.
Oh, yes.
We have a new caller from across the pond. Atlantic Ocean.
And this time it's not Titus.
It's not Titus. This is a new caller, yeah. Yes. And has, I'm just saying, we've only talked to him on the phone for a minute. An amazing voice.
Yes.
Ugh. Lily, are you there?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Hey, Lily, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Yourself?
Doing well. Thank you for joining our family.
You're more than welcome. It's lovely to be here.
And thank you for holding for so long.
That's quite all right. No problem.
So what do you have for us?
I have two poems that I've written.
Perfect.
They're not too long, but I hope you enjoy them.
All right, thank you.
And just tell me when to go.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay. My first one is called "For There the Zephyr Waits." When lost upon squally seas, and eyes are blinded by lightning thoughts, booming thunder, all that fills your ears, think of home. When angry waves drown you, leaving you drenched and heavy, skin taut from drying salt, set your sails homeward bound. And the tumult of life's ocean eddies and spins your vessel, and you lose your footing upon her decks. Right your compass to shore. When icy winds cut you, chill your body and ache your bones, look for my warming beacon. I will keep the fires lit. And when you are in fear of capsizing, pause, take control, and just breathe. Close your eyes, guide yourself to calmer waters. Those you see over the horizon. For there the zephyr waits to ease the savage tempest that surrounds you. Her quietness will hold you steady, lingering across your quay, lulling you to slumber, her sunshine kissing your face. Relax within her safe harbour, moor yourself to her sides, and let her soothe away the storm to rest within her serenity.
Wow. Lily, that was a lovely piece.
Lily, before you begin your next piece, I need to explain to Michael. No, she does not have a British accent. We have an American accent. All right? We
came from there. British accent.
I think you could be reading the bus schedule and Michael would be listening intently.
No, but actually, Lily, the work was very, very good.
Yeah, it was.
We really enjoyed it. Thank you. And then, so you have another for us, too.
I do have another one. This is called True North.
Oh, perfect.
Okay. She sat to his right, his heart, his west, and he gazed upon her in wonder. He admired her strength, her beauty, and how she could swallow a sun and make it come alive again inside of her. She glowed resplendent in a gown of gold, and every touch warmed his heart. Even when the stars shone, they did not steal from her loveliness. They simply added an elegance as they sparkled within her eyes. And for eons he loved her. Then one day, when the North opened his eyes, he caught a glimpse of something even more beautiful. The east was soft and gentle, her early morning grace draped in dew, her voice the envy of nightingales, and her quietness wrapped him in tranquility. She didn't possess the fire of the west, but it had a peace and serenity about her that he adored, and he fell in love. His west wept, recalling yesteryears and how for eons she had worshipped him, and she poured her rain, creating oceans deep enough to fill the south. She looked to her north, her tears stung, begging him to glance down and remember the dreams that now pulled at his feet. But to no avail. He had drawn them both like magnets, and even though she roared her pain as thunder for weeks, the north only had eyes for his east and heard not the west's despair. Now the west no longer smiles as she did. Her radiance dulled as a fire slowly dies. She sits upon the horizon each night and swallows the sun just as she always did, but now it no longer glows within her. And as the moon arises, instead of falling into the north's aura, she tumbles into the night's blanket of melancholy, hiding amongst the stars, watching her true north from a distance and loving him silently.
Lily, strong read. Both of them.
Thank you very much.
And you're paired up with a very good writer, too. You sent me an email.
Oh, my
with
goodness,
a,
yes.
With a track
fabulously talented writer, Aaron de Mondon.
Yes.
We are currently in the process of producing a collaborative book, a collection of works between us. It's a story poem, if you like. Which runs, it's called Lust, Love, and Yesterdays, and it'll run the process of a love affair between two broken people who start off like most love affairs do, completely lust-filled, then it's into love, and then into ultimately destroying each other. It's a fabulous experience to write with him. He's amazing.
Yes.
And if you ever get to read his work, and air it'll blow your mind.
It's well, brilliant. I've gotten to read his work. I actually got to hear him perform live. One of the first poetry open mics he ever did. It was one that I hosted down in Inglewood.
You're listening to Radio Angry, exclusively on ArtRadioCollective.com.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad.
I want you to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it!
He's not a human being. He's the Hasquatch, JT. And he's mad as hell.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
JT, giving you his personal takes on movies past, present, and future.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Proud to be hosting Radio Angry for ArtRadioCollective.com.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Join him for Radio Angry, won't you?
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take this anymore! I'm mad as hell! I'm not gonna take it anymore!
All right. right, so we're going to go next to the one person would say one of the most evil men on the planet. In fact, I think he might actually say
he
that.
He may not even be on the planet.
But the funny thing is that none of us would agree with him. We think he's a great guy. He's a great friend of the show. We have the Emperor himself, Steve.
He's not the Emperor. He's a Dark Lord, not the Emperor.
Thank God Christine is there.
Yes.
Christine, are you up for sainthood yet?
Oh, no. I don't think they would allow that.
Don't worry. We're working for it. There's a very secret campaign to get Christine nominated for sainthood. It just hasn't
probably
really
about, like, three signatures.
We've got an Ocean's 11 style plan.
World Poetry Open Mic. It's not that secret because millions and millions of listeners now know.
Exactly.
True.
Except for Antarctica, I still haven't gotten any listeners down there.
Well, the penguins can't hold the phone.
I've heard that penguins are big fans of our work.
They can't dial the phone and hold it at the same time. They don't.
Yeah.
It's true. Bad cell service.
We've got every continent but Antarctica.
I just have to say, what a great segment it's been so far. I apologize for lowering it.
You never lower it, my friend.
Great to hear individuality again. She has been missed.
Yes, she has.
The last gentleman from Washington by way of Massachusetts, outstanding. And the young woman from Canada, I hope she calls again because I could listen to her read the telephone book. She just had an amazing delivery.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I thought, too. Christine looks at me and she goes, oh, Michael just fell in love again. And I told her, that's ridiculous. I don't feel anything. I wander through life with dead shark eyes.
That is true, but you know,
where did you go to law school, Michael?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the scary part. I didn't need law school to do it to me.
He just hangs out in the shark tank.
Yes. Oh.
Literally.
Well, Steve, what do you have for us tonight?
I have two short pieces, one love poem and one that I wish I hadn't had to write, but this has just been a bad week in so many ways in the real world.
Yes.
So we will do the love poem first. It's called The Unopened Book. You are a book I have not yet read, but keep looking at upon my shelf, awaiting the day I have the time and the freedom to pry open your blood-red covers and savor what lays inside.
No, you don't hear crickets. You hear Ape Boy not pressing the buttons correctly.
Actually, no, we were also wondering if it was a dramatic pause. We get a few of those on the show.
On occasion.
Ah, okay. Well, this second one probably should be considered a work in progress, but I've had evil thoughts rummaging through my brain all week based upon the news, and as I was driving back from court today, I heard Glenn Miller on the radio, and this just poured out.
Okay.
It is called St. Louis Blues March. There is no moonlight serenade in the land of the little brown jug. When Glenn Miller gets redone, it is a new St. Louis Blues March. Yellow smoke obscures the moon on a warm suburban night, and on the streets the sound of crickets is muffled by the tread of martial boots, the new St. Louis Blues March. Armored cars outside the laundry and snipers on the roofs, the new St. Louis Blues March. The cries of the oppressed and the cries of the afraid, the new St. Louis Blues March. The boom of canisters and the crack of rifle shots, the new St. Louis Blues March. And as the band is playing, a grieving mother weeps alone, and blood dries on the asphalt, yet more blood upon the asphalt.
Wow.
Very well done. It could not be a work in progress.
It's just been a week.
It has been a hell of a week. It's been a hell of a week, and it's not a downer. That's like listening to the news nowadays.
which is not the way it's supposed to be.
No, yeah. It's not at all. I'm agreed with you on that, Steve.
And from Steven in New York, we're going to go to somebody very local, our sister from another podcast. This is Miss Honey Heartbreaker.
I am blowing you kisses. I'm sending them to you so fast that the government has sent out fighter jets to take them down. I'm sending them at the perfect time of day, where the sun is just kissing the sky good morning, where the birds just begin to wake up, and the wind is still trying to get out of bed. I'm blowing kisses that make you grin like an idiot. Kisses that make you feel like a child with a watermelon smile, the juices smeared from ear to ear. I'm sending my kisses with no return address, so they can't be sent back. So that you feel them and almost wonder who they are from. But deep down, you know. These kisses will make you blush. These kisses will be the cure for the common cold. These kisses will wipe away the tears they make you cry. They will seep into your skin and paint you that perfect shade of loved. On their way to you, they will hitch a ride on the back of a snow cloud. They will have that perfect chill to send down your spine. The kind that warms just before it reaches your hips. The important thing is that you know these kisses are for you. That there are so many coming your way that they fly in V formation and are mistaken for simple migration. And though they fly like birds, they will stay when the seasons change. Because they are yours. Because they want to. Because you deserve them. And because I want you to have them. To always remember me by.
This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
Hello, who's this?
Individuality.
Hey, our phones are working again. Thank you.
How
Thank
are you?
For being patient with us, too.
I'm fine, and you guys?
Doing good. I'm glad you called us back. We hadn't heard from you since we got our new studio, and I was like, well, I wonder if she knows we moved.
I know. I had to get them the number.
Oh, so you called them, and they're like, no, they left us.
Right.
That's all right. I'm glad.
I wonder how many people they've had calling them.
I don't know. But I'm glad you're with us now.
Yeah, I wrote a new one just for you guys.
All right.
It's called Milk Carton. You ready?
Yep. Yes.
Mouthpiece posted on a milk carton. Voice, been missing, thought it had been forgotten. Ideas in my mind, I just left them rotten. Reality, been fantasy blocking. Inspiration stopping. And when I put my dreams in a bottle, it starts blocking. But a plea is not what I'm copying. Writer's block is like a fleet that I'm tired of popping. So I'll invest in a flea collar that'll cost more than a dollar just to say I'm the Rockwiler. So that block that's just for writers, stay away. I need not hesitate. Hand me a pen in the calendar, let's set a date. Individuality is picking up her pace. So for the time, hit fast forward, not rewind. Click the stopwatch and watch how fast she finishes this rhyme. Missing and wanted are not synonyms, but then again, maybe they could be friends. Because my voice is missing, but my words are wanted. Mouthpiece posted on a milk carton. Voice been missing, thought it had been forgotten. Reward posted under my lips, that got a white mustache asking if you got milk. Is it that bad that I need milk ads? Can we start an Amber Alert for someone to help me search for my child's voice that's probably buried deep inside the dirt? Haven't heard me in a while, and I promise that it hurt. And what's worse? Is that you knew that it was gone. Thought that you'd play along, wave goodbye, and say so long. What's really going on? I'm in dire need of a flyer, please. Post it all around the city. Spread the word rapidly. Individuality can't speak. Her personality is becoming bleak. Just as the last original thought in her mind grew weak. Cough, cough, slurp, slurp, speak, speak. Her voice just needed to be set free. And a glass of milk was the release.
Oh, hell yeah! Bringing it from New Orleans. How are you doing? Oh, I haven't heard from you in forever.
I'm fine.
Well, I'm glad you're back
so
with
nervous.
Us. You what?
I was nervous.
You don't need to be nervous around us. We're family.
And from individuality, we're going to go to this month's current reigning World Poetry Open Mic Poet of the Month, Mr. Chris from Michigan.
We have Chris on the line. Chris, are you there?
Yeah.
Hello,
hey,
sir.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
How you doing, guys?
Doing good.
It's been a while.
It's been.
Really happy to hear your voice. Always love your work.
Can you hear me clearly? I set the cell phone where it's down and stable, and it's actually got three bars, which is unusual.
We can hear you perfectly.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Okay, anyway, I'm glad you guys are on. This is a piece I posted today over at Writer's Cafe, and it's got a lot of meaning in it. I really do need you guys to hear it clearly. So here it goes.
All right.
Who will place a marker in the field where the children are? The title of the poem's MH17. How many times must angels fall because of another's decision to define their existence, their self-worth and humanity, their godliness and reverence, their perception of personal power and purpose, the rightness and righteousness of their alone choice? In and with the blood, hurt, fear, tears, and endings of another. And I know there was a rush of yes, and arms raised in celebration and triumph. And we showed them, clad handing and backslaps, yells, catcalls, and prideful shouts. As infants, children, brothers, sisters, cousins, parents, as people fell through and from the sky, 33,000 feet, and impacted upon the unyielding earth. We've seen it all before. We have. Witnessed over and over and still over again as the chosen to be guilty became memories of someone's war, of another's times, of personalized slaughters by execution, by decapitation, by massacre, by bombs, by gas, by snipers, by tortures, by hangings, by burnings, by crucifixions, by hunger, by choice, by whim, by merely existing. We've seen how many mass graves discovered. And they and their victims were the honest sense of honor, pride, and purpose held by someone. And yet they were and remain hidden. Hidden. Hidden by purpose and choice. Hidden because of individuals' sense of rightness for what they did, for what was done. Yeah, right. They hid proud and personal monuments to their cause. Even the rivers hold their secrets while awaiting the cease of winter's melts and spring's flow. And we memorialize the victims, plaques, markers, places. Community-led prayers and individual remembrances. Candlelight vigils, walks, talks, poems, shared tears, ribbons, flowers, crosses, stars. Personal leavings that mean something.
to us. And after, well, people return and are heartful again, touched again, through the years again. But nothing, nothing ever remains other for the killer, the choice maker. Who stands now, fist to the sky, pride full, with a joyous shout, it was I did this. Anyone? Anyone at all? Who will place a marker in the field where the children are? Damn them all to their hell. Damn them all. And P.S., what they left behind is a gallery on CNN's page. Click on the pics to advance to the next, and on. Strange how much goes on between the ticks, tocks, the feel and self-sound of each pulse beat, of the rushing blood paused within the eyes blink, while the mind's measure of our existence fractures as the world stops. That's it. Thanks,
Ben. Wow.
Very, very heavy poem. Very stark imagery in there.
Yeah.
But, Chris, we've missed that level of work and the intensity you bring to it and the frame that you bring in your work.
Now we're normally at the spot where we queue up other callers. The phone lines are closed. Do not call. This is a best of. I'm going to do another musical interlude by a singer that we met at the Welcome to Night Vale live podcast here in Denver. It was at the Paramount Theater. Both the Half Squatch and I went and had a great time, and Eliza Rickman said that we could use her music on our podcast. So this is Eliza Rickman.
dirty mind, dirty mouth, pretty little hand. I wish you were here, I wish you'd make my bed. Dirty mind, dirty mouth, pretty little hand. But where's your mother? Fall down dead. Dirty mind, dirty mouth, pretty little hand. I wish you were here, I wish you'd make my bed. Dirty mind, dirty mouth, pretty little head.
Oh my goodness, what a voice. Eliza, check her out, ElizaRickman.com. Google her, friend her on Facebook. She's very personable, very good artist. And once again, I am blessed to know the most talented people in the world, and you guys are some of them also. They call and share your poetry. This next one is by a woman out of Texas, Miss Elaine, reading some of her poetry, cowboy poetry, I think.
Okay, so next caller is, she called last week.
All right.
It's becoming a quick favorite of the show here.
Nice.
And it is Elaine. Elaine, are you there?
I am indeed.
Hello.
On my Skype. Does it sound okay?
Sounds great.
Beautiful.
Thanks for, thank you for holding for so long.
Elaine, are you there? Are you there?
Yes.
Yes, I am here. Are you there?
Are yes. you there? Are you sure you're there?
Can you hear me now?
Where are you specifically?
This is me. Is that you?
I don't even know who I am.
We don't know who you are.
I don't either.
I just wandered in off the street. I don't know what's going on here.
Well, I guess you're hitting all the right buttons because I can hear you okay.
Yeah. Beautiful.
You'd be surprised how often I hear that.
Michael, put the box of hats away.
All right, you guys. Now, you've got your texting on the line here, so you gotta get your thoughts a little bit slower, okay. You know. We talk a little bit slower, and take our time with things, even though you're in a big hurry.
That's just a lot of coffee. That's all that is.
Oh, well, yeah, I'll admit to having a Pepsi just a bit ago myself. Here we go.
All right.
All right, I've got two tonight for you. One is a cowboy poem, and I posted a picture on the Facebook pages to show what that was for. I'm going to get to that one in a minute.
All right.
But first I want to do something a little more serious. It's something I wrote for a slam poetry contest thing that we were doing around here. So this is called I Have Got to Think.
All right.
Okay? Here we go. Thinking. I've just got to think. But I keep thinking of everything so much my head is screaming about things which have no real meaning. Think. I have to think. Important thoughts to find the answers and gain success. Why then is my mind in such a big mess? Peace. Breathe, peace. Breathe. How interesting. When not thinking of nothing, the problem of thinking is solved with nothing. By simply not thinking, by thinking of nothing, not a single thing. And from the silence, from the peace within, something appears, could be anything, could be everything. And it comes from simply not thinking.
Well done.
Thank you.
Lovely.
Okay, now we shift gears.
All right.
Cowboy poem. All right.
This is called The Legend of the Blue Buffalo.
Yeah.
So now I get to schmooze it up a little bit, okay?
All right.
Legends have been told of a magic blue buffalo hiding deep in forests and roaming the open range. She was rarely seen and even a bit mean, or at least that's how the story goes. Her name, though none know why, was simply Jeanette. But the old-timers shuddered and called her Mean Jean. Yet everybody knew there was no brighter blue, except maybe in a fresh Texas blue bonnet. One day a cowboy was pushing through some brush, scratching an itch when he glimpsed something blue. He jumped off his horse and felt such a force, and over the clearing came a powerful hush. It was kinda eerie. His skin felt covered with ants. He squirmed and scratched and silently cursed the darn city slickers who put all the stickers in the wool of his working pants. went out from the brush came an amazing sight. It was huge, moving slow through the shadows. The fur shined like a rainbow or a blue volcano. In the shade, the creature glowed with light. The young man at first cowered with fear of the beast, but then he noticed something mighty strange. Some of the beautiful hair was a-spinning in the air and created what appeared to be a fleece. That air came alive with strands of the fur like fairies dancing on a cool summer eve. Spinning and swirling, the threads were twirling so fast that it all appeared a blur. Then a mystical message came to the man of the gift, and the cowboy knew it was something special, and that the art of stitching those working breeches was about to take a big shift. The message from the beautiful blue buffalo was clear. The threads were soft and strong to make excellent cloth. The cowboy would take the donation and start a corporation and make pants everybody'd want to wear. So that's the tale of how the blue buffalo called Gene and an industrious young cowboy named Lee made a whole lot of dough from a fabric that glowed, creating the much-loved pants called blue jeans.
I always knew these blue jeans were atomic.
Yes.
She made a tall tale.
Well done.
I love
it. As tall as a 10-gallon hat, I tell you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. That was a challenge I had to write a funny, funny cowboy poem, and I was driving to work one morning, and I looked down at my jeans, and I went, oh, yeah.
Problem solved. That, here comes this poem.
That picture is a painting that a friend, an artist friend, did for me after I had a dream about a sparkling blue buffalo.
Nice. And if you want go out to our World Poetry Open Mic Facebook page. She's posted it there. Blue, it's a picture of a blue buffalo. Very cool. Check it out.
Okay.
All right. Okay, thank you all very much.
Hey, thanks
and
so much.
Y'all look me up, Elaine Field Smith and BlazingStarBooks.com.
All right.
Thank you, Elaine.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for the chance.
Well,
okay, y'all take care.
You too. Thanks.
All right.
Here at ArtRadioCollective.com, we do our best for you. Radio for artists, by artists.
Everybody knows you never go full retard.
ArtRadioCollective.com.
We have the man himself, the legend.
Yes.
We have Lewis.
Lewis from Savannah, Georgia. Lewis.
Yes. Are you on the line?
Yeah, guy, right here, Bill. How you been?
I've been good. How you been?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good last week or so.
Right on. What you got for us?
Yes, sir. Got one. This is about this is a story about 41 over in Pearl Harbor.
All right.
A little unusual here, but, well, I mean, I don't suppose it could be that. Well, nothing's unusual. No limits in the poetry world. Got that.
All right.
This is called There You'll Be, Bringing Them to Life, based on two songs, one from the movie Pearl Harbor and one Evanescence, the... There you'll be, bringing them to life, for naught is as it seems. The American girl on Pearl Harbor, and the pilot that she loved so, naught she knew, he was a gypsy pilot. A secret he held that she did not know. All of a sudden, suddenly he disappeared in September of 41. He went back to the land that trained and raised him, to Tokyo in the land of the rising sun. He looked and spoke just as any American did, for a trusting soul was she. The days elapsed at numbered 2, and then to that add 90. Sunday morning, December 7th of 41, Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. A barrage of nip zeros darkened the Honolulu sky. She saw the gypsy she fell in love with leading hell's barrage. My God in heaven, he's leading an attack. This is espionage. 2,500 lay dead that day. At the end of it all, this dear girl could only say, "Oh, my sick, deranged lover, there you will be, bringing them to life and then killing them all. Remember, my dear Tojo, it started with me." Thank you.
Very intense piece.
Thank you, Todd. Keep faith, bro.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
And from my longtime friend Lewis, we're going to go on to Miss Lady Anne.
Lady Anne! Lady Anne, are you on the line?
Okay. Oh, my God. That was loud.
Sorry. Michael is loud from time to time.
Okay. It's Lady Anne. Hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you?
Hi. I want to say hi to everyone on Writer's Cafe, especially the Rock and Roll Cowboy.
Oh, heck yes. He brought it.
Okay. I have a favor to ask of you. I have two I want to read tonight. One that's very important. I'm going to read it first, and the other is something I wrote quick, and I just wanted to read it because it's kind of cool.
That's fine.
All right. The first one is called. This kind of goes in line with the last couple that were read. This is called "My Forgotten Marine."
All right.
Out of the mist came the smile on your face. Out of the tears, visions of you dying in that awful place. We only had that short time. We fell so in love at first sight. You put a ring on my finger, symbolizing our future, my delight. So enamored looking at you, erect in that Marine's uniform. You stood out for patriotism. You didn't follow the addictive social norms. You used to twirl my hair. You called me your little Goldilocks. I wasn't prepared for you to come home in that pine box. They put a flag over you, the ringing of the gunshot loud. Silvery tears washing the casket down. Everyone saluted you proud. Last to leave, I watched. They set you in the hillside ground. My heart beat wildly, motionless. It was the only sound. Deep in the early morning hours, I wake up in a cold sweat, feeling my love for you will never die. I will never let them forget. You were born without fear. The boy grew into a man. You fought for our country. You died to make freedom stand. You were to the military a Marine. You were to the country a fighting soldier. But in the deep of the night, you are always mine. I will always love you. Oh, God. I'm going to cry.
Oh. Don't cry. That was a good poem.
It's a powerful piece.
I've got to say, I've been friends with a lot of people in my life. A lot of them are Marines. And anybody that serves their country, but especially the Marines, because they are such badasses. I want to say thank you for your service.
Oh, man. For real. Wow. Well, the reason I wanted to read that is because this is the week that he died many years ago. And I wrote this, and I was crying the whole time I wrote it. So I just wanted to get that out there.
Awesome.
I want everybody to remember him and the Marines because they do fight for us, and we are able to have what we have in this country because of our military, and I just thought it was important.
Awesome.
And last week, thanks for letting me read that. And the other one I wanted to read, I was going to give you, give you a choice. Hold on a second. Wait. Just one little second. Give me 2 seconds here.
No worries.
Okay. All right. You have a choice, the Magic Roses or Hard Storms Alike. One is love, one is lust. Take your pick.
Nice.
Why do you look at me when this is your decision? Your decision alone, my friend.
Okay, we'll go for the Magic Roses.
That sounds good.
All right, I'll read the other one next week. All right, the Magic Roses. Okay, close the file cabinet drawer, slung your coat jacket over your shoulder, thinking, should I stop off at happy hour, realizing quietly you're getting older. Stop momentarily at a streetlight. Glanced at the young beauty, sell flowers. Memories of your wife many years back. Bought some roses with magic powers. Tippy-toe your way to the kitchen after quietly unlocking the front door. Down on her hands and knees she was, scrubbing furiously the kitchen floor. Watching with admiration, still a goddess, even gracefully with age. Long pitch black hair streaming down her back. Desire thunders your loins, suddenly on a rampage. Turning, she looks up. Her eyes a wanton, smoky, silvery gray. See the magic roses in your hands, smiling and zipped your pants in foreplay. Taste of your lovemaking was the ultimate bittersweet. She's a child, she's a girl, she's a woman, she's everything that makes you complete. Served your favorite cocktail, runs naked, jumping into the pool. Wavery water silhouettes her body, thinking God she is yours, you were never a fool. For a moment you ponder, coming home to her every day, almost makes going to work worth more than your salary pay. The satisfied color of her cheeks match the deep garnet of those flowers, thinking back on the heat of that moment, those roses indeed had magic powers. You like it?
I do. That was more suitable for the After Dark segment, but we will let it slide okay. This time.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Doom.
All right, up next, we have Renee on the line. Renee, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Renee, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing good. A little manic tonight.
You're a little manic tonight?
Yeah, normally we get together on Wednesdays to get all the goofies out, but we didn't do that this week, so.
I think J. Todd Underhill's feeling a little, I think it might be in the coffee. He's drinking it He's drinking
too
from
much
a
caffeine.
It could be the caffeine. He's also drinking from a mug from a favorite podcast of his. I think it inspires him a little bit.
Another podcast of his, not his favorite. He's on his favorite.
I don't know.
I'm on my favorite podcast.
This is a radio show that turns into a podcast.
I am starting my own favorite podcast. However, this is a close second.
Okay, there we go.
Night Vale.
So that was a very long explanation. I think it's the coffee. Anyway, Renee.
I think it's cool.
So, how was your evening there?
It's quiet.
Oh, very good. Good. We can do till now. Until you're on good on the phone with three jackasses, I understand.
No, you guys are great. I love getting on the phone with you, and you're not jackasses.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
it.
We have ever heard someone refute that, but thank you so much.
Trouble. You probably are a lot of trouble, but that's okay. I raised three sons.
That is true.
I know testosterone.
So, speaking of testosterone, what do you have for us tonight?
I have something called Deepest Thoughts. It was for a little contest on Writer's Cafe. So, awesome.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Deepest thoughts are as vast as a soul can wander unhindered by flesh. I smile to watch an ant. What is it like to crawl into a crack so small that humans cannot see it? I sip tea, thinking of the hand so far away tending this plant that brings me pleasure. I ponder drops from heaven. Today they were God's tears, expressing his grief because his children are in turmoil. Incense, how is it made? And oh, how my mind dances with the scent that rises. Smoky dreams of far away and bells. I hear tinkling bells while sheer fabric floats in the breeze. I hear the timer call for my attention, another load of laundry to fold, another meal to set upon the table. More wondering, will they enjoy it? Will they see the love that encircles them as they feast? Yes, my deepest thoughts are vast and constantly in motion.
Very well done, Renee.
I really enjoyed that. Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank
I love
you
your
for
work.
Allowing me this time.
And from Renee, we're going to go to Mr. Don Hagelberg.
All right. Who do we got next?
We have an incredibly serious poet. Actually, we do have an incredibly serious poet, but he likes to rip on me all the time, which
seriously
I think is great.
Seriously skilled.
Oh, he's amazing.
Yeah.
So we have Mr. Don Hagelberg on the line. Are you there, sir?
I am.
Welcome, Don.
Welcome to you too. Oh, this is Santa Claus.
Oh, man.
Am I early again?
Well, just a little bit.
Oh.
But it's okay.
To sleep.
This is getting very entertaining by the Now, what do you have for us, sir?
This poem is entitled, Once I Caught the Acne of Poetry.
All right.
Once I caught the acne of poetry, it broke out in bumps between my fingers, but only when I scribbled or wrote. Then it erupted on my face cheeks in white ink pots of pimples on pink flesh, which burst when either I recited or spoke. Out loud and simultaneously stood upright. Embarrassed and ashamed, I hid my poetry until it curdled into cheese with the ability to live through and make use of suffering. Blue cheese poured onto salad experience. Tomatoes, spinach, jicama, cucumbers, and celery. The acne of poetry once flared up explodes at unknown lifetimes. Once itched, it craves and goads. End text.
You got mad poetry skills.
If you had a case of acne when in an adolescent, you'll be picking up on that. That's the time I tried to poetry.
Yeah. Wow, brother. Once again, your delivery.
Thank you very much for the program and the time on the air, and the most importantly, the sponsor, too. This is important.
Yes.
And I guess I shall say good night.
Thank you, Don. And once again, I do want to say your delivery is superlative. Is that the right adjective?
Too many syllables for me, Don.
I know. Too many for me, too.
Oh. Thank you, Don.
All right. I think I actually used that word correct.
Enjoy the rest of the evening.
Thank you, sir.
Hi, this is C.W. McCall. You're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
This is a longtime friend of the show, Alex Zahn. Are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Hello.
All right. Hello. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well.
You done hanging up on me now?
No, we're not going to hang up on you now.
Only if you make us angry.
If you drop the F-bomb or do hate speech.
Well, no. Thank you for being patient with us and everything, and thanks for calling back.
Oh, of course.
What do you have?
Of course.
Good.
This one's a little darker than the last couple that I've read for you guys, because I have a bout of insomnia, so I wrote about it.
Okay.
All right.
All right. A long walk down the short hallway induces fear that makes me want to draw weapons with my eyelashes using the shadows impeding my vision. This hallway in the dark, it feels like it'll end with a sinkhole waiting to swallow me into darkness and let me fall for longer than it takes to starve to death. A lifetime of 16 slow steps towards light. And then I climb into bed next to someone warm who wraps his beautiful arms around me and presses his lips to my neck to whisper I love you as he falls asleep, his breath gentle waves that feel like a low, warm tide ebbing and flowing and lulling his loveliness into peace and rest, and it makes me smile. And the safety that his embrace implies wraps around me softer than a big baby blanket and tells every part of me that I can sleep. He promises that I can sleep, just close your eyes and trust him. And I trust him. And then I'm violently awakened by my own fear of the dark and the silence. And suddenly the baby blanket embrace and the gentle waving breath are nothing more than a match flame, barely lighting the space around my face in a room that has suddenly been spray painted a color even darker than the black and blue shields around my eyes and sharper than the shadows arming my lashes. It's like sleep paralysis, only worse, because I'm not paralyzed, but there's still nowhere to go. I've slept fewer hours this week than there are days in a week. And the only thing that hurts more than trying to force my eyes to stay open is allowing them to close. Insomnia, you are a monster, a demon dwelling in the space between wakefulness merciful minutes who draw sustenance from the cold, sweating, heart racing, eyes throbbing, body shaking fear that you scream into my ears the moment my eyes try to lower their weapons and succumb to the exhaustion that is so far from exalted and so near insanity that I cry in frustration. I'm so tired. I'm so tired I can't sleep and will certainly die if I try to battle the monster who has the ferryman on his payroll like a dirty cop patrolling the corner of REM and dead to keep my coins and my peace of mind and leave me weak and sad and tired. Insomnia, I am so tired. He sleeps with the lights on to make me feel safe, but darkness is only the beginning. And the only thing that hurts more than keeping my eyes open is allowing them to close.
Nice. Wow.
That's a great piece.
That is a great piece.
Okay, thank you. I'm glad that you think so.
I'm glad you called and shared it.
And next up, we've got Vivian on World Poetry Open Mic's Best of Volume 5.
Her name is...
soon to be longtime caller.
Hopefully so. We're going to get her on the line here. Her name is Vivian. Vivian, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello. Hi, Vivian.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for the warm welcome.
Oh, always glad to have new members of our family. What do you got for us tonight?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Oh, what do you have for us tonight?
I wrote a poem called Anchor.
Okay. Go ahead whenever you're ready.
I'm a bit nervous because I've never done anything like this before.
You're going to be fine, Vivian.
It's just the three of us listening to you. That's all. You're good.
I am wearing vampire teeth, though, just to kind of scare the... So if that's scary, weird, but it's more weird, not even scary. It just makes me look silly.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
All right. Here it goes. Everyone has an anchor. It pulls you down. It can make you drown. Everyone has an anchor. It can control your life. It can make you see in black and white. Everyone has an anchor. It can bring you to tears, even when it's been absent for years. Everyone has an anchor. Some are big, some are small, some are unmoved like a brick wall. Everyone has an anchor, but your anchor is not you. Wow. Thank you.
Very well done, Vivian.
Well done, yes.
Rock the mic, rock the mic. When you rock, nothing can stop you. When you suck, nothing can save you. Rock the mic, hot. Hot, hot like this, I won't mess around. I won't waste your time. When you rock, when you rock. My name is Lenny C., and I'm here to rock the mic. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
Hello, and who is this?
Not individuality. Hi, this is Sean.
Hey, Sean. How are you doing? You don't sound a thing like individuality.
We had our area codes get scrambled up here, so we're having to try to take guesses here. And so
we're just going to let you go since you're on the air.
If you're ready.
Yes, yes. Am I on the air now?
You are on the air now. You are ready to, whatever you want to share with us, within reason. We don't want a PG-13.
I have a new poem that I have published in my new book. I told you about it last time, my book called My Heart Bleeds Ink.
Yeah.
Book of Poetry.
Yeah.
And I wanted to share with you this poem. It's called Paranoia.
All right.
Tick. Talk, the noise of a clock in a silent room, resonating. Tick, talk, getting louder as my paranoia, not hesitating. Tick, talk, just wishing the time would stop, wishing my fears would go away, thinking a lot. Tick, talk, as the pendulum swings, don't even appreciate the existence of my own being. Swing, swing, and the clock goes tick, tock, pounding in my head as the door goes knock, knock. Too many noises at once as my senses are rocked. I look at the clock. Seems the time has nearly stood still. Only minutes have gone by. Could have sworn hours were killed. Knock, knock, but I know nobody's there. This can't be happening again, stuck in a stare. Tick, tock, knock, knock, as the pendulum swings. My own senses titillate at such simple things. Slow down. You can control this, I tell myself, even though I know I can't. The trembling in my fingers now becomes a whispering rant. Make it stop, I can't, I can't. Tick-tock, tick-tock, as I hear another knock and the pendulum swings, then silence. I'm panting, sweating even though I'm so cold, trying to get a grip on my mind, trying to grab a hold of anything that's that can make me feel like I'm standing still in a room that's spinning around me, still filled with the raging thoughts that surround me, not healed. I spill my body onto the floor. Seems comforting. It stops. No wait. Tick. Tock.
Very well done, Sean.
Thanks, God.
Awesome. And how do we find your book online again?
You can search my name on Amazon, Sean Tucker.
And from Sean Tucker, we're going to go to Tanya, a first-time caller on World Poetry Open Mic.
Tanya Davis on the line. Are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Hey, hello. You're going to want to turn down your listening device, and then you're going to want to go on your poem, because you're live on the air.
Okay, I have five poems to kind of share and all interconnected here.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, the first one is called Majestic Beacon. Rising through the sky, the viewer passes, seeing the world all around, guiding wanderers by the lights, pointing the way for all of us returning back home, once again, safe at last.
Nice. Very nice.
Thank you. The next one is Nature Unwound. Lit by the lights, the many moods, your cliffs and valleys, the beacons calling. The spirits watching as karmas abound, we come searching for majestic beauty. The lights surround and nature speaks. Be silent and listen as nature becomes unwound. Okay, Misty Land. Driving the morning out, looking across the land. The running clouds from the night, gripping the land so tight. Seeing the meadow of misty land, dawn's early light, reflecting back so bright, a misty land of wonders. Calmness reigns. A river's turbulent waters, stormy mists disturbing the peaceful rest. A lake's violent shores, hugged by nature's mystic shroud. A break in the storms, while calmness reigns, a rainbow appears in a splash of sun, a silent reminder of peace. And the last one is Welcoming Mountains. Majestic mountains welcoming me home, the lonely plains giving grand way, the morning sun illuminating peaks, the grandest sight, the mountains back. A sense of belonging, a sense of welcome, peaceful serenity, grandest majesty, purest songs, the sweetest welcome home.
Beautiful.
Wow. Well done.
That is very well done. Thank you for calling our show.
Thank you. I'm sorry I couldn't call in last week. I have absolutely no voice.
Oh, it's no problem at all, and we're glad you were able to get to us this week, and thanks for calling, and thanks for holding so long to
yes.
do it.
and you know what?
Not a problem.
Thank you for joining our family, too.
Radio Angry's JT's message for studio executives is a simple one, really.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
He doesn't mind them at all. He just wants to get along.
Call me the asshole one more time.
And if the executives get rough with them, well, there's always...
All the humanity.
Radio Angry, exclusively on ArtRadioCollective.com.
I'll read you two. Okay. They're not very long.
All right.
They're pretty short. Okay.
All right.
The first one's called Birthright. Wheat fields wave across the meadow, bright yellow beneath a sky of blue. Beautiful swaths of sun-bleached straw cut down long before they're due. So like the children of our city, colored yellow, red, brown, and gold. They live out their lives in dog years, struck down long before they're old. This sickness flows through our land, leaving the helpless and despaired, where all are made to be thrown out, undersaved, or even repaired. When the silent spring finally comes and all the birds are in a museum, we'll sell our birthright for a song so the children can pay to see them. Then all the beauty will be gone as our grandchildren run out to play, not under the blue or across the green, but in the trash from yesterday.
That
I like that one. That was
all
cool.
Right.
That was
half cool. Squatch, you can turn yourself on just to clap.
Just to clap.
Got it. Totally bucks.
Just to clap. No, Tate, that was great, man. Really enjoyed
Thanks.
That one.
Thank you. This one I wrote this week is just called The Midwest. It's really short.
All right.
I was born of the ceaseless plains with the endless sky above. It was there I learned to wander, and it was there I learned to love. Despite where life has taken me, from green grass to black sea foam, I'd cried to reach wind-filled valley, will I ever find a home? The days of life would pass on to years, distant plains rang out a plea, over the rivers and valleys where my home had drank of me. The Midwest had been calling me as it echoed out in song. I am the land of your fathers, and here is where you belong.
Nice write, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, that's great. It's great hearing your work again.
Yes.
Hi, this is The Phantom. You're listening to the World Poetry Open Mic Best Of Show. This is all pre-recorded, so please do not call in. The phone lines are not open. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride.
Haley, are you with us?
Hello, Haley, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello, you're on the air. How's it going?
It's going good. How's it going, you guys?
It's going great. Thanks for holding so long. So it's a first-time caller.
Yep.
And where are you calling us from?
I'm calling you from Indiana.
From Indiana,
excellent.
All right. Great. And so what do you have you want to share with us?
Well, I just heard, you guys do poetry, and I wanted to read a piece of mine.
That'd be great.
Please
What's the title of the piece?
What?
What's the title of the piece?
It's called Kill Me Slowly.
All right.
Perfect. Go ahead whenever you're ready.
All right. Sounds good. My skin is paper, my bones fragile glass, ruin me. Rip and claw ferociously until my blood is flowing. Cut me open skillfully like a surgeon, and take a hammer to my ribs. I'm sorry if my black heart crumbles to billowy ash in the callous sand. We've both known that it died long ago, back when the moon cried harder than it is now. And you came home late every night, reeking of perfume that was not my own. I suppose you've been killing me slowly for a while now.
Well done.
Wow, that's an intense piece, Haley.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
It's good.
Do you do spoken word art out at like clubs and that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Yes, you do?
Do you do open mics somewhere else?
Yeah, do you do a poetry and read out in public?
I haven't tried it. There's a place close by my house that does open mic, and I might go there next.
And I urge you to tell all your friends about us, World Poetry Open Mic. Let them know that we do this every week. They can make the next best of real. This has been our show for this evening. I certainly thank you for tuning in, and thank all of you for your dedication to your craft and your wonderful poetry. This is Jay Todd. We'll see you next time. Next week, we'll be live. Check us out.
Out on the scene today, blasted in every way, got you caught on the other side. Some things you just can't hide, feel the poison of changing me. All that I'll ever be comes back crushing on into me. Here it comes again. Has it spotted you? Oh no. Have they got you too? Oh no. Has it spotted you? Oh no. Have they got you too? Oh no. With every step it takes, something inside me breaks. Hang myself by a rope of words. all of your demons that had to score every trick that you've pulled before. Here it comes again. Has it spotted you? Oh no. Have they got you too? Oh no. Has it spotted you? Oh no. Have they got you too? Oh no. Heading for a fall. Set your mind at ease. Won't you save us from these little things? One of my feelings took a ride today into a black box and it came out great. Has it spotted you? Oh no. Have they got you too? Oh no. Has it spotted you? Oh no. For a fall, set your mind at ease. Won't you save us?